Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, episode 34. This episode is the final episode in our four-part series of episodes on how to create massive change in your life. This episode is all about establishing the right connections for success. The people you mix with on a day-to-day basis have a massive influence on your behaviors, your life, and your outcomes. And we're going to look at that in detail in today's episode. In episode 33 of the podcast, we looked at how you can model or create the environment for success and the various strategies you can use to make your environment easier to follow through on your goals and achieve massive change. Episode 33 is available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had a chance to give it a listen, make a note, put it in your diary, add it to your calendar. It's out there. Put some time aside and take a listen. If you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so that you catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because that helps us to expand the audience, gets us seen, gets us out there. And tell your friends about it. Share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and to bring forth their gifts, talents into the world and share them. Let's get on with part four of how to create massive change in your life. You've probably heard many times the quote that has been attributed to the motivational speaker Jim Rohn. The quote is, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." The people we surround ourselves with have a massive impact on us. And this has been backed up by a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was a study co-authored by Nicholas Christakis from the Harvard Medical School and James Fowler of UC San Diego. The studies carried out by Christakis and Fowler suggest that obesity is socially contagious, spreading from person to person in a social network. The study found that if one person becomes obese, those closely connected to them have a greater chance of becoming obese themselves. Surprisingly, the greatest effect is not seen amongst people we share the same genes with or the same household, but among friends. If a person you consider a friend becomes obese, Christakis and Fowler found your own chances of becoming obese go up by 57%. Christakis and Fowler also looked at the influence of siblings, spouses and neighbours. Amongst siblings, if one becomes obese, the likelihood of the other to become obese increases 40%. Among spouses, it's 37%. There was no effect among neighbours unless they were also friends. Christakis and Fowler also found a similar correlation with happiness. They found that social networks have clusters of happy and unhappy people within them that reach out far beyond 3 degrees of separation. A person's happiness is related to the happiness of their friends, their friends' friends, and the friends' friends' friends. That is, to people well beyond their normal social horizon. Christakis and Fowler found that happy people tend to be located in the centre of their social networks and also to be surrounded by large groups of other happy people. A key statistic from this particular study was that a happy friend increases a person's probability of being happy by about 9%. Nicholas Christakis was quoted as saying, "There's no doubt that people are influenced by the behaviours of individuals that are not just 1 degree of separation from them, but 2 and 3 degrees of separation. There is a kind of cascading influence," he said. The culture we live in and the people we surround ourselves in our lives have a large influence on our behaviours and habits and dictate to a certain extent what is desirable to us. Take the world of fashion as an example. Throughout time, there have been different types of styles promoted by different types of people. People followed these styles and dressed up accordingly if they identified with that influence and what that movement stood for. Why is that? Well, we are still tribal beings. We are hardwired to fit in and belong to a tribe. Our survival depended on it. That's why we adopt the behaviours that are approved by our culture. James Clear, again in his book Atomic Habits, puts it like this. We tend to imitate the habits of three social groups. The close, family and friends. The many, the tribe. And the powerful, those with status and prestige. Take a moment to think about how that holds true for you. How do your family and friends influence your habits? How do the groups and communities you're active in on a day-to-day basis, and also the people you admire, influence what you think is good behaviour or desirable behaviour? How can we make use of this? How can we make use of the impact of our social network? Again, it's about choosing your environment. One of the most effective things you can do to ensure massive change in your life is to join a group where one, your desired behaviour is the normal behaviour, and two, you already have something in common with the group. A good example of this is self-help groups like Weight Watchers, where everyone has the same aim or goal. Examples of how you can create your own self-help groups, that's in inverted commas, are as follows. If you want to run, join a running group or a running club, or even create your own workplace running group, a group of like-minded people with the same goal from the same background. Do you want to work online or remotely? Go to a co-working space or a cafe with Wi-Fi. You will meet people who also work in the same way and are motivated to work remotely or online. And everybody does it, and it seems normal to do it that way. Alternatively, if you want to increase your focus and discipline, but don't want to travel to a co-working space, create a virtual co-working group. Reach out to friends, network connections, and agree to work focus for 25 minutes where you all have your webcams on, but you're not conversing with each other. You're just in focus work. You set a collective timer and work for 25 minutes on whatever item you've got to work on together. You instills discipline. You've got a group there with the same aim to work in a focused manner. You're holding each other to an account. What I'm saying here is it is important to surround yourself with the right people every single day. Think back to the Jim Rohn quote at the start of the episode. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So who are you surrounding yourself with on a daily basis? Are they people who are dragging you down, moaning, complaining, playing the victim? Or are they people who are inspiring you, stretching you, encouraging you to improve? Take a look around and ask yourself, are the people you surround yourself with assisting you to become who you want to be, or are they holding you back? Seek out people that you can learn from and that support you and each other to keep moving towards your desired behavior, habit, or goal. Surrounding yourself with the right people not only helps to support the new habit or behavior you're trying to adopt, you can also learn so much from these individuals, from their experience, from their journey. Another quote I like is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. If you want to achieve massive change or success, you need to surround yourself with people who are already performing at a level above where you currently are. You are only truly growing when the people around you are stretching you and challenging you to improve. Let's use the example of going to the gym or a fitness group. Join the group that is the level where you want to be, not where you already are, or at the level below you. Join the group that will stretch you. Yes, it will feel uncomfortable and you may be the last in the group, but it won't always be that way. You will progress through the group. It'll be then time to move to the next group and so on. You can apply this to all areas of life, study, business, hobbies, health. Find a group that will stretch and challenge you. The last technique or tool to help you to create massive change by creating the right connections is to find a mentor or accountability partner. Having someone that helps you get started and holds you accountable is incredibly powerful when either trying to change a behavior or establish a new habit. We care about what other people think about us. Imagine for a second, starting a new habit or behavior and knowing that you have to report into your accountability partner on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, whatever you agree, to update them on your progress. And you know you will not want to let them down. You will know you will not want to report in to say, I didn't do it this day, or I didn't follow my minimum rules, or I didn't take that action. Just having an accountability partner who will, as it says, hold you accountable, and you check in with on a regular basis to say, I did that today, compare notes with, find out what works, what doesn't work, is so powerful. It will take your consistency to a whole new level. So, just to recap, this episode was about making the right connections to make massive change in your life. The takeaways are to audit the people you spend the most time with. Are they pushing you forward or are they dragging you back? Create or join your own groups that will push you forward, that will drive you towards your new behavior or your new goal. Join a group or a network where you are going to be stretched and challenged. Look for a group where you aren't the strongest, smartest, or best in the group. A group that are already performing at the level above where you want to be. And lastly, find an accountability partner and check in regularly. Share your goals, what you're going to do, what steps you're going to take, and then check in regularly. These are the steps that will help you to make massive change in your life. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favorite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.